something else that sort of sparked your interest that says, oh, wait, we might have something here that maybe prove some of these theories or maybe disprove them?
No, at this time, there is no single video, image, or any other data that indicates a non-human origin for any of these objects. The star-looking object that you mentioned could be just a diffraction pattern that is often found in the optics of cameras. So I would say at the moment, there is no conclusive evidence, but the good news is that the best is yet to come, that there is classified data that probably is much richer and more convincing. You know, a high resolution image of one of these objects would be very revealing. And the fact that the US government, those people in the White House, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Pentagon and the intelligence community and the FBI, the fact that they are reaching out to scientists like myself to try and help them figure it out implies, in my mind, that they believe that some of these objects cannot be human made, because otherwise they would put the reports in a classified memo to the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. They would not ask me as a scientist to help them figure it out. So I think we are heading in an interesting direction into the future. The future is better than the past. Mm-hmm. And we will figure it out using the scientific method by collecting more evidence. It's not a matter of opinions. We should not pay attention to social media. You know, this is a scientific matter, trying to figure out the nature of these objects, and we'll get to the bottom of it. And this is much more inspiring than the script of Steven Spielberg in the recent movie Disclosure Day, because over there, the government fights scientists and crashes their car against a moving train. My car is completely intact, and I feel privileged to help the U.S. government, you know, as an American citizen, at the very least, fulfill its mission in maintaining national security.